Joining me in the studio is Sue Wells, Head of Strategic Transformation at Ashford and St Peter's Hospital, NHS Foundation Trust. Sue is responsible for looking at ways that the Trust can reduce their carbon footprint, as well as putting forward a new green plan for 2024 to 2026. Sue, hello, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. And what is your carbon strategy and what are you planning to achieve?
Well, carbon, I think we're all aware these days, is a big problem. Climate change and all of those things that it contributes to. And the National Health Service recognised quite some years ago now, back in 2020, that with 4% of the nation's total carbon footprint coming from the National Health Service in England, and that's all kinds of things from staff commuting, people driving deliveries, and then the care that we do, the buildings we have, the amount of energy we use for an X-ray or a CT scan, all of that kind of thing combined, that 4% of the whole nation's carbon footprint is a large amount. So they're committed for the NHS to become carbon net zero for things we can control by 2040 and for the things that we can influence, like manufacturing of supplies and the things a little bit out of our direct control, by 2045. So even people making things for the NHS should make things, deliver them to us in a zero carbon manner by 2045. But that's the commitment, that we can have a big impact on the nation's carbon by being an international leader on this. And Ashford and St Peter's totally committed to doing that.
How much carbon does Ashford and St Peter's Hospital create each year?
It's in the region of about 70,000 metric tons a year. That's an estimate. We don't have very accurate figures, but there's a tool from NHS England that's helped us. And we're estimating about 70,000 metric tons of carbon. They call it carbon equivalent, that we produce every year from everything.
And what are the biggest carbon hitters amongst the Trust?
There's a lot of research that's been done around the whole country through very recognised universities and others. And in an acute hospital like we are, with three separate sites, because we've got Ashford, we've got St Peter's, and we've got the Woking Community Hospital now as well, where the diagnostics centre is being built. And so our biggest carbon footprint are things to do with, first of all, supply chain, all those delivery miles, all the manufacturing, particularly of pharmaceuticals, because that's, again, a very high carbon manufacturing route from all those many, many different companies. Also to do with transport, and it's staff commuting to work, it's patients and the public coming to us, it's getting between sites, it's how we get, again, the transporting of deliveries to us from all the different areas. There is also the area to do with our state. That's another big carbon hitter. And that involves things like, how much electricity are we using? And from that, how can we move over to renewable energy for the massive amount of electricity we use? And how do we get to no carbon fuel sources for those electricity? You know, get rid of gas and get onto green energy, renewable energy suppliers, which is not easy because the NHS has certain tariffs that we have to negotiate through the national routes so that we can actually get a contract that A, is affordable, and with renewable energy providers. Our buildings themselves, if you think that if you've lived around these parts for a while, you'll know that the Ashford Hospital and St Peter's Hospital, the original buildings have been here for a long, long, long time, and you know, rebuilds or additions added on over the years. There's a lot to do with retrofitting. As you build new bits on, over at Ashford, there's a lot of building going on. We've had new bits put on here recently on the St Peter's site, and again with the diagnostic centre going in at Woking at the moment. All of those buildings will be done in higher standards so that the insulation, the windows, the pipework, all of those kind of things are done in a manner that is as low energy wasting as possible, so that all the energy we use we actually need. So they're the kind of the main big hitters. But on a clinical side, would you believe inhalers? Because so many people have those puffer things.
I have one as well.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm slightly mildly asthmatic.
Well, it's scary, the amount of carbon in one inhaler, because it's something like 10 or 20 kilograms worth of carbon out of one of those inhalers. And I kind of look at an inhaler, but it only weighs about 200 grams.
Yeah, yeah.
But the carbon equivalents, because of the chemicals that are in there for the puffy bit, as it were, the aerosol bit, that means that they are huge. So they account for about 3% of the NHS's carbon footprint is just from inhalers. So we worked with GP practices last year, and GP practices helped to convert people over to either lower carbon inhalers or to what they call DPIs, which are powdered inhalers. But it's got to be done in a clinically safe way. And in the hospital, a lot of the puffer inhalers, as they were, the Ventolin type things, have been moved to a similar inhaler, but with much lower carbon, called Salomol. Does the same thing, and it's still the same method for patients. So it's moving these kind of things over. Anesthetic gases, end of 2022, we ceased completely the use of a anesthetic gas called desflurane. So we're one of the earlier trusts that did that, and that's brilliant. It's not that there's no anesthetic. We've now got, you know, sort of more appropriate anesthetic gases, all done with the clinicians involved, so it's all safe and they're all happy with it. We've got another one to do this year that is nitrous oxide. That's the remaining gas that is another one that goes out into the air, and it sits in the air for something like 10, 20, 30 years. So it's how do you either capture the bits that come out the pipes once they've done their work in the theatres, and but then how do you dispose of that? It's easier for how can we actually move away to gases that don't cause that in the first place over time.
And what can staff and visitors to the hospital do to help reduce the carbon emissions?
Because it sounds like a big thing, doesn't it? And what can I do?
Mammoth task. Yeah.
It is. But I think we have 4,500 staff thereabouts at the Trust. And how many visitors do we get every day to each of our sites, you know, whether it's patients or their families and their carers? All of us can actually make a difference. So if every day there's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 of us making a difference, it's things like consider, do you really need to drive? Do you need to come in a car? We have 28 electric vehicle charging points. So if you're in an EV, lovely. We've got charging points here. We've got a solar bike charging point here. We've got 8 of them here as well. So, you know, there's things that people could do if they could consider, if you're well enough, are you near enough to cycle, particularly for staff coming to work? Or could you walk? Might be a bit longer for a walk, but again, it's good for your health. So think about what they're calling active travel. Are there other ways? Or think about public transport. We've got the 446 bus that goes from Woking through Ottershaw to here, onto Chertsey, over to Staines, onto Ashford, and that now goes on to Hatton Cross. So there's those sorts of things that Ashford and St Peter's have got a partnership with, a business partnership with. It gives staff free travel on that bus, but it also means that the public can get onto that, knowing that, well, I could come to Ashford Hospital, and if I need to go to St Peter's in the afternoon, perhaps I can go on the 446 bus and come across from there. Think twice before you drive. And then think about, what are you buying? Staff and the general public, think twice before you order anything. We have a number here that in our hospital, our trust, 891,000 plastic aprons are used a year. And the single-use plastics, we create in tonnage the equivalent of 13.5 elephants. Now, you think how light a plastic glove is. Then think of the weight of 13.5 elephants. This is what Adam, our clinical fellow, worked out, that it's 13.5 elephants weight of single-use plastics. A lot of that is packaging. A lot of that is wrapping of things. So think twice before we're ordering anything. And yes, the same for all of us at home. Buy from people who make and wrap things in paper or cardboard. Think twice before plastic. That's a big thing. We can all do that. Turn off the switches, again, staff and everybody. We're moving over to automatic lights that when you walk out of a room, it comes off. But computers, leaving a plug in or leaving them on standby, it's the same with us all at home, isn't it, with televisions, is eating electricity whilst it's still in the wall. And again, if you think how many computers we have across all of our three sites with the outpatients and the admin teams and everybody, switch off your computers, unplug them at the weekends, would save an awful lot of carbon, and do that overnight. It's those kind of individual practices that make a difference. Lots of us doing a little bit, can have a bigger impact almost than the hospital doing something big.
Can you tell me about the Green Champions and how can staff get involved?
Yeah, Green Champions is lovely because we've got well over 20 of them now, and I'm got target. I want to have a Green Champion every single department. So I'm looking at you across there, Richard. That'd be great if you can be the Green Champion for Radio Way. The Green Champions, the role is so that we got a point of contact in each department. So when there's information or when there's a push on, say, like we've given everybody a poster so far that encouraging your staff to switch off. So you become that local voice and the local kind of champion, literally, as the job says, is the champion to express and encourage your people in your team to either recycle without contaminating the bags or switch off the lights or close the windows at the end of the day, all these kind of things. And if you've got ideas as a clinical champion that you and your colleagues have would like to try again, come and have a chat with us and we can put you in touch with people or we might be able to help things along the way. But they are literally the voice of the low carbon agenda, hence Green Champions. So if anyone would like to be a Green Champion, please do get in touch with me, Sue Wales, and I would love to then talk to you about it.
What's your email address so the staff can make contact you?
My email address is s.wales, Wales like the country, not a hole in the ground, s.wales@nhs.net.
And where can our listeners find more information about what the Trust is doing to reduce their carbon emissions?
For staff, we've got a page on it all, well, quite a few pages on it all in the intranet. But for the public, we are going to develop a bigger, broader page on all the green things and the achievements. So there'll be more to update on that coming soon. But for the moment, go to the Ashford and St Peter's Hospital's website and put in the search either the green plan, and that will take you to where the current green plan is and the new one will be.
Lovely. Sue Wells, thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Thank you very much. Radio Wave.